Good afternoon, everybody, and this is another beautiful edition of Special Needs with Special Circumstances. I'm your beautiful host, as always, Benjamin. How are we doing out there today? I hope all our special needs friends are safe on this Friday afternoon. Well, you're in for a special treat today. We have our guest, Amy, on the show.
Hello,
Amy. It's so wonderful for you to be with us today. And thank you for taking this time to be with us today. How is your day going? Let's start with that.
Yeah, well, first, thank you for having me. I appreciate you asking me to be a part of this. I think it's amazing what you're doing. My day is good. My day has been busy. I am in the car with my friend, Marcia, and we are headed up to a dog show to go and transport dogs, and her dog is going to be one of the dogs in the dog show, so we're going to go support. And our manager, she's also my coworker. Our manager is going up to compete, so we are currently stuck in traffic on the freeway, but the sun is shining and there's smiles on our faces, so life is good.
All right, and thank you for that. And as always, you know me, I'm in the lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, LV guys. So we're, you know, it's I always say, you know, when we get a guest on the show, how wonderful it is to just be in the beautiful presence of this individual. And today, she's going to spend the next hour with us just talking about some of the things and how she got involved with the disabled community and what that means to her and what that really means for us here in Nevada. So why don't you start talking about that and getting into a little bit about that, how you got involved with that.
Yeah, so I was in high school, and I had a friend named Stephanie, and she has been a partner with the programs for a long time. She's been a buddy, and she started getting involved in the Special Olympics programs. And I knew about it and I'd heard about it and I was interested, but I never really took my own initiative to get into it. And I went out of town for a weekend and I got a voicemail from her saying, hey, I hope you're not mad at me, but I signed you up to be a coach for the Special Olympics softball team. And I was like, oh, all right, sounds cool. Like, I'll try it out. I played softball for a lot of years, and so I was excited for that to be the first sport got involved in, and showed up to the first practice, and I've been in love with the community ever since. They stole my heart. So I spent a few years working in the Special Olympics programs, and I'm a believer, and I totally believe that God has put me in certain places to be able to help certain people. And after doing that for a few years, my mom became roommates with one of the event coordinators of a nonprofit over here in Oregon called the Edwards Center. And my mom would talk to me about that program and the company. And I spoke with Chelsea, her roommate, a few times about what it looked like and what it was. And I was fresh out of high school looking for a full-time job. And I said, why not? So I went in for an interview and got the job. And that's when I started working in group homes. And for about 3 years, I supported people residentially. From there, I became a lead at a day program where we ran all sorts of different classes throughout the day. And individuals would show up independently and kind of move throughout classes throughout the day. And were able to participate and have community and be around like-minded people, and also be able to have the physical and emotional and medical support that they needed to be able to go throughout their day. From there, I became an event coordinator, which means that I was putting together quarterly catalogs and planning outings and events and stuff. And I got to take people bowling, and we'd go to the movies, and we'd go out to dinner, and we'd go to pottery classes, and we'd do all kinds of things like that. And then unfortunately, I was very unsatisfied with the management in that department, and I did as much as I could, but I was getting chopped off at my knees to be able to help the way I wanted to, so I needed to move departments, and became a job coach, and the program was just being developed, I think it was 3 years now, and there was a big push for the warehouses where individuals were coming to work with each other were kind of being essentially closed. And there was a big push for people to be out in the community and be employed like a regular employee. And so I got to spend a lot of time doing that. And God kind of showed me that he had bigger dreams for me outside of that program. And so I ended up getting a job and being offered a position to be the woman, Marcia, who's actually sitting here next to me. Her kind of like a permanent job coach almost, but the owner was going to offered for me to become a dog groomer, and she was going to teach me how to do it. And I really struggled with the decision to leave working day to day with that community because I felt like I was choosing my tomorrow over their today. But I have a lot of dreams to be able to impact the community and help the community in ways that I wouldn't be able to do staying where I was. And so now I'm a dog groomer, and I'm Marsh's just friend and coworker, and 3 days a week we get to work together, and I'm able to help her provide the supports that she needs for that ongoing job, along with just be able to develop an actual friendship with her without it having to have that professional side to it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And thank you. First off, that was absolutely beautiful, and it's an honor and a privilege for you to be gracing your presence with us today. And you know, for me, for everyone who knows me in the Las Vegas Valley, I have volunteered for about 16 years, and every time I've done it, I've had this love for it. Now, you know, volunteering is not for everybody. It takes a strong group of people wanting to do it, especially when we get to the disabled community, especially when we start getting involved with this beautiful group right here. And let me tell you, this beautiful group, I mean, I'm just in awe with it every single time. The things that, you know, we endure on a daily basis, and the challenges and the obstacles that we have to overcome time and time and time and time again. I can't tell you what a joy it is for me to be able to go and have the ability to be able to go and, you know, work two jobs and do some of the things that I've been able to do just for this community and things that I want to continue to do in the near future. So that, you know, I share a near and dear place in my heart for this group. And growing up, I was in an abusive situation, so I understand what it's like to be in three different group home agencies and having to go through that and having to overcome a lot of things and going through 5 or 6 different social workers, because we know the social workers in Nevada, they aren't the sharpest tool in the shed. But there's also people that are dedicated, and that's a small number of people that will tell you that they are they love what they do and they are very dedicated. And did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would be so passionate about doing something like this?
I mean, growing up, I always loved children. And I always had a soft spot in my heart for individuals. When I would see a disability in front of me, I was very charismatic, very empathetic. But I had no idea the hole that it was going to grab me by when I first stepped into the community. I had not a clue. And it didn't take more than half an hour of that first softball practice for me to realize okay, God, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is the community that you have wanted me to be around. This is where you want to have me. And when I started working as an employee for the Effort Center and creating safe environments for individuals to be able to not only express themselves but just live their life, it was just the most pure form of service I could find. The joy that you find with that community is incomparable to anyone else. The love that you receive from that community is, it's the most, I just can't get over how authentic and real the emotions are from these individuals. And, Marcia being one of my best friends now has just changed my life immensely to be able to hang out with her and not be worried about the regular superficial stuff that you worry about with, other communities. And it's, if you show up and you're authentically yourself and you just put your best foot forward, you're going to be open, embraced with open arms and just loved. And there were no standards that these people held over my head. There's no expectations that they have, except for just to be honest, trustworthy, empathetic, and charismatic. And as long as you bring yourself that way, then these people just, oh my gosh, they just love, they love the crap out of you. And there is just no other community that I've found with that same type of love.
Absolutely beautiful. And I say it every podcast, if you have never got the chance to meet one of these beautiful individuals or been in their presence, it's about time that you get to the joy and the experience of knowing one of these individuals on a daily basis, because I tell you, it will change your life for the better. It'll change your life inside and out. Things that you worry about, they're going to become second nature, because you get to experience so much pure joy and emotion and see disabilities as beautiful and pure as they're going to be. And these people, we just expect to be treated like everybody else, not to be treated like a doormat, not to be treated like we don't matter, not to be forgotten about or pushed to the side, or be able to get a phone call or a text message, or just to be, checked on, because we want that love and that nurturing, and we want somebody to be out there caring for us at the end of the day, and just always, always, always giving that love and nurturing and compassionate on 24/7. So it's just, and obviously, you have a heart of gold. I could just tell by talking to you. Let me just say, it's funny how God will put people in your life, and how He will be like, hey, Ben, you gotta do a podcast on this person. because you never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I was going to meet someone who shares the same ambitions and dreams and drive and wanting to just help this beautiful, loving, compassionate group of people.
Yeah.
And I want us to be able to grow the community of these beautiful people, because what I find is that there's no greater feeling, no greater love than what we have to offer this community. So
yeah.
Did you because I know, did you ever feel like, was there ever a time that you were afraid, or were you standoffish about meeting one of these individuals?
That's interesting that you asked that. I was definitely hesitant when I first got around the community, when certain challenges would arise in people's lives, and they were, I don't know the sensitive way to say this, but when they were having kind of a behavior problem, and different diagnoses have different things and they look different ways. You know, the first time that I saw someone harming themselves, that was scary. That was really scary. When I first experienced someone with schizophrenia having a hard moment, that was really scary. And so there was definite hesitation with that aspect of it, because I had the training, but I hadn't had my experiences yet. And so those firsts were hard. The first time that I dealt with cluster seizures was the first night that I was in a group home. And it was quite frightening. I will just be transparent about that. There's certain aspects of the job that kind of shakes your soul. It humbles you, and it kind of makes you realize how lucky I am to have the body that God gave me, and that it is a privilege, that it is a gift, that it's not a right. It's not something that everybody gets to wake up every morning, like we talked about before, and just get in your car and head down the road. You know, I watching people go with bus schedules, we also talked about that, and watching individuals get so frustrated because they don't feel prioritized from systems that are supposed to be set up to help them, and they're being dismissed and they're getting put on the back burner, and you know, an hour and a half late bus can really throw a wrench in somebody's day. And bus drivers a lot of times just want to do their job. They don't want to deal with the emotional side of it. And that part, it's hard. It's really hard. It was also hard to be working with individuals and watch my coworkers not give proper care and call them out on it and say, no, that's not the way that we handle that. That was also hard because they were my equals, and technically I wasn't their supervisor at the time. But just because I could see what was happening wasn't right. And, you know, I spoke up. And those first moments, I was hesitant. I was scared. I was nervous about it because I didn't have my backbone with the community, I guess you could say. I hadn't built trust with myself with being the support for the community.
I see. Well, I mean, well said. I mean, you know, that right there, I mean, is just in awe right now, you know, very moved, because like I always say, and I'll say it a million times over, we are our own advocate. You know, we got to be able to advocate for ourselves, and we have to be able to find the right people to advocate for ourselves. And what I mean by find the right people, I mean by find someone who's going to be in your corner. And I'm not just talking about for 24 hours. I'm talking about every single day. I'm talking about that person that you can pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, I'm not having the best of day today. I need your support. I need to lean on you right now because I'm not having the best of day right now. I'm going through these things right now. So I need someone to talk to. I need someone to help me through this troubling time that I'm going through. And, you know, and a lot of times people will be like, oh, why don't you just go to a therapist? Why don't you just pick up the phone?
You know, Benjamin, I'll say, disabled or not, I think that everybody desires that. I think that everybody desires to have people in their lives that are going to advocate for them and love on them and be in their corner for them. I know that I struggle with trusting people to share certain aspects of my life with them because I've had crappy experiences with friends and individuals and relationships and stuff. And obviously, totally different situations, but I think that that's just a natural human desire. Everybody wants to be able to have that, but when there's that different ability happening, it kind of puts a slow on some people's willingness to advocate, willingness to speak up, willingness to you know, stand in that corner with you.
Well, I mean, it should never defer when it comes to special needs. I mean, it should always...
No, it should not.
It should definitely be on a high priority, and I totally understand, you know, what you're saying, because there are, you know, once you've gotten burned or someone has mistrust your trust, then it's hard for you to go back in and trust that person. And I've had a lot of people who have, you know, left out of my life that have just disappeared, who won't pick up the phone, who won't be like, you know, hey, what is there anything you needed today, you know? And the biggest thing that I always say, you got to find out what our wants and what our needs are. And once you start finding out what our wants and what our needs are and what we like and what we dislike, then you start learning. You start learning because then you know. Then you know how to deal if there's a reason why we're having a behavior, or if there's a reason why we're agitated, or there's a reason why we're upset, or just not having the day that we're supposed to be having. Then you know how to deal with those things. But if you don't know how to deal with those things because you've never experienced a beautiful individual like this before, it can be hard. And that's why we always have to educate people that have never learned this group.
Absolutely.
Before. And I think that's definitely something that needs to be worked more on. And I know that's actually going to be something that works more on. And you know, and of course, like, wanting to just find the right group of people, finding friends, you know. I think for me, I don't have friends. I don't have people where I can just pick up the phone and talk to them. It's hard, you know. And, you know, so I go on Plenty of Fish. Plenty of Fish is usually my outlet to talk to people and meet different people. And this is how I met this wonderful individual that we have on the show today. And, you know, I was listening to some of the goals and in the ambitions that she has to, you know, help this beautiful group, and what she's willing to do. And I was like, you know what? We need to get you on Special Needs with Special Circumstances, because this is the kind of people we need. This is the kind of light and the kind of love and nurturing that we need people to hear, and we need for them to hear the experiences and how you know, you deal with the obstacles and challenges that you have to deal with every day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you have any family members in your family with a disability?
Not that are diagnosed, not as of right now. I am going to be mild when I talk about it, because the parents are still kind of in the discovery process of themselves. I think maybe accepting and understanding, because they also haven't had the experiences. But I am pretty convinced that one of my nephews, who is 3 years old, has autism. I'm not sure what kind or what he's got going on specifically, but there's definite patterns and stuff that I've experienced with working with the community in the past that I see with this young man. And I am grateful that I am around to be able to help educate mom and dad on certain things. But no, I didn't grow up knowing anybody. I didn't have any family members that
or
anything like that.
It's just the most pure and beautiful thing that you could ever experience. So why wouldn't you want to? That's just something that, and I will always tell you that, you will always you will always leave learning something from any one of these individuals that you come in contact, whether it's somebody who has schizophrenic, bipolar, whether it's someone who has spina bifida, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome. You will learn so much from these individuals, and you take a piece of that for the rest of your life, and it stays with you, and it helps you grow as a person and understand that, you know, the things that you have and the things that, you know, a lot of us like to take for granted every day, maybe you shouldn't. Because, I mean, if that were me, like, my biggest obstacle is transportation, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many people take that for granted every day.
Right.
You know, because, as I said at the top of this conversation, when you have to take public transportation, or when you have to take RTC, paratransit, Uber, Lyft, the city bus, you know, those take time. You know, I wake up, I've worked 60 to 70 hours a week. I've done it, and I just kind of felt like I wasn't being appreciated for it, or I wasn't being validated for it, or my feelings weren't being validated for it. You know, I recently had an encounter where I'm like, you know, I had to rethink things because, you know, people think that they can just go and talk to special needs any kind of way. And I'm here to tell you, if you are a person who is dealing with special needs, or you know someone who's dealing with special needs, let me know. Hit me up. Email me, MrBenjaminRay87@gmail.com. You can always email me your story. I'd love to get you on the show. We would love to hear from you. You know, but also the big thing with employment is that you guys need to understand that once you employ somebody who has a disability, it's a different ballgame. It's not the same as you would if you employ someone without a disability.
Absolutely.
And you have to understand that though they have procedures in place, ADA is in place for a reason. And if you guys don't know what it stands for, Americans with Disabilities Act. I listened to a podcast, a lady by the name of Joyce Bender. She runs a firm where she hires people with disabilities. The name of her company is Bender Consultant. She lives in Pennsylvania. She also suffers from epilepsy. Look her up. She is genuine. She is the real deal. Her podcasts are about an hour. And I always take something from them. I always learn something from them. Sometimes I'm in tears after, because she is so moving and so loving and just compassionate in the way that she speaks. But it's definitely motivating and powerful and just in awe. But yeah, I mean, and that's what we, you know, all we want is to make sure this community is being loved to the best of their ability, and not being forgotten about, but always just, you know, just so that we know that someone out there cares, that someone is paying attention. One of my favorite things to do, and I think a lot of people know this about me, is I pay attention to detail. You know, I don't have to talk all the time. If I feel something and I feel like there's something not right, and someone is not doing something to their best of their ability when it comes to me, I can feel that. I sense that. Because that tells me that you're not going above and beyond like you should be. And then, okay, then I have to I have to say something.
Right.
So we sit back and we observe and we know what's going on and we don't have to say anything. I was born into this. I've been dealing with this ever since I was a kid in elementary school. So we're not new to this thing that where people try to make us feel like we're lesser than a person, which we are not. We are very intelligent, very smart, very aware of what's going on. We wasn't born yesterday. You don't have to stick us in a corner and feel like we need to be in some kind of Pandora's box or what have you. Because we're very capable of doing what anybody else is doing. It just takes something called accommodations. And if you don't know what accommodations are, they're basically something so that you can be able to perform your everyday duties on whatever job that you have. And these companies need to get into the realization that sometimes we just need that. And they don't like to, they don't like to spend the money, but, we need to be able to have that so we're able to function in society all the time. And we like to, we like to hug people. And, when we see someone hurting, we like to go sit along beside them and ask them what's wrong and why they're feeling the way that they are. Why they're crying, why they're having a bad day, And just by doing that, or just by, going to share, a sandwich with them or a cookie with them or something to that nature, just that small act of kindness, you don't know how powerful that will be in somebody's day, because you never know what somebody could be facing or what they woke up with this morning. So we definitely have to be mindful of that when it comes to this beautiful community. And I've said it time and time and time and time again, and it'll never get old, just to make sure you're loving and nurturing and compassionate.
Absolutely.
And understanding, and make sure you listen. And sometimes all we can do is listen and not say anything. That's the best thing that we can do.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's just where we are, and I'm very grateful to be speaking with Amy today, and the love and the compassion and just the experiences that we've heard from this beautiful individual today, and down the line individuals that we will hear from and I get the pleasure of interviewing, because this is not over, guys. It's going to keep growing. The word is going to keep spreading, and she's going to keep spreading the word as just as well as I'm going to keep spreading the word. And one day we will cross paths. We will definitely cross paths. This is not the end. This is just the beginning, and I wouldn't have it any other way, because we are about to take this world by storm. And we are about to cover this earth with more and more of special needs, because, again, they hold a near, dear place in my heart. And as you guys know, I have cerebral palsy, and for 34 years, it hasn't been easy. It's always been an uphill battle. It's always been that person where they're like, oh, you're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to be able to do this, do that, this, that, and the other. Well, look at me now. Look where I am now. And almost 2.5 years later, I have a podcast that we started during COVID, because I felt like I needed to get the word out there, and I will continue to get the word out there of how loving and nurturing and compassionate these beautiful individuals can be. And it doesn't stop when we go to sleep. It keeps on continuing over and over and over and over again, because when we wake up, there's ideas. Before we go to sleep, there's ideas. I'm always thinking of something new, how to help these beautiful individuals. And the thing about my brain is it never shuts off. It's always going, and I hardly ever sleep. You know, I don't know if that's a blessing, but it could also be a curse. But I'm okay with that, because at the end of the day, it's all about the wants and the needs of these beautiful individuals and what they want and what they need and what they desire in life. And that is what we need to focus on more and more every day. And we need to focus on how we can improve their quality of life, because it was told that, you know, these individuals, they weren't going to have a great quality of life. You know, what are they going to be able to, you know, to offer this world? But you find out in 2022, they're able to offer more than a lot of people think. And if you just go and sit alongside them and have a cup of coffee or have a English muffin or a scone, if you will, chocolate or blueberry, if you will, you will find that these little things that you learn are so powerful that you'll leave that situation and you'll go home in tears, and you'll be driving home in tears, and you'll be so moved to the point where you'll be like, why didn't I think of this a long time ago?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I just feel like, you know, God is going to lay a lot on your heart, you know, Amy, because what you're doing right now, he can see what you're doing right now. And he's gonna bless you more than you ever thought possible. You know, just with you speaking with me today, I mean, I'll never, I've done a lot of public speaking. I've been public speaking since I was 19. So that's the beautiful gift that I've always been blessed with, and being able to talk to so many different people. And this will continue this year, later this year. And I want you to be able to find, if there is anyone that you know, please recommend them to me. Please reach out, because I want to get them on the show. I want people to hear their story, and I want them to understand the obstacles and the challenges of what it's really like for a child or an adult that have a disability. So that,
Absolutely. That
for me is like, I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, just to be able to take this time and be able to do this, I mean, it's absolutely amazing and beautiful, and I'm so glad that I was able to have you a part of this beautiful project. And I have some other projects coming up later this year. I'm gonna be doing some a day in life videos, so Stay tuned for that, guys. It's coming up later this year. Actually, too, I'm going to be doing some work with Zappos, too. They have an adaptive line. I just got news this morning that my contact got an email back from his contact. So, I'm pretty excited about that. So there are some things on the horizons, and as I said, me and this beautiful individual will definitely be keeping in touch. We're attached at the hip, so there's just, I mean, that basically means we're stuck like Elmer's glue. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we bounce ideas off each other and, you know, just get this ball rolling, because 2022 is going to be a totally different year than the last 3 years have been for individuals. I mean, with COVID, it's tough, and it still is tough, and we still got a lot that are still trapped at home and, you know, trying to get out and trying to, you know, just live their best life every day and as best as possible. But you know, as we go through this year, just remember, you know, special needs matters too. You know, our feelings matter, our hearts matter. We want to pull at your heartstrings, and we want to know that you're paying attention when we pull at your heartstrings, because that's how we get to your heart, you know.
Right.
That's how we move. That's how we love. That's how we're nurturing. Our emotion comes from that, and we don't have to try to figure out how to do it. It comes naturally. I mean, you know, special needs has its perks, and you know, I'm a spoiled individual. I know that. And we just, you know, if I go to a grocery store, because I have a walker, so if I go in the grocery store or if I go in a bank, you know, just we cut in the line, you know. And I usually tell people, like, if you're with me, we're cutting the line VIP, or we're parking in the VIP spot with the blue placard. So
yeah,
that.
One thing I feel pressed to say, I just know that we might be coming up on time here, is just from my community to yours, I would just ask that you guys continue to have patience with us and continue to educate us. Even though I know it's sometimes hard to voice what you guys need and to voice what the community desires, and to put in requests sometimes can feel burdenous, and I pray and I hope that you guys never lose your voice in speaking exactly what you need and educating us on how we really can support and help and create a better quality of life.
Yes, and we definitely will always never lose our voice, and we will most definitely be continue to be patient, and as you hear me say, nurturing and loving and compassionate, because you don't know what you don't know, and you know, you just gotta be educated more and more every day. So I mean, and a lot of us feel like if we ask something that we feel like we're a burden, and we shouldn't have to feel like that. Definitely not. I know for me, that's how I feel when I have to ask somebody something. But, you know, just to hear that, you know, it's a big deal. So, but yes, we are, you know, we are coming up on time. And you guys know that, you know, we all love you here. And you know that we will, you know, be around to support and love and make sure you have everything you need. We just ask that you guys continue to love and nurture and be patient with us and understand and listen and learn.
Absolutely. And I vow to continue to teach my community how to interact and support and love and make sure the best they can.
Yes.
To advocate and just do what I can. If I'm not in front of someone with disabilities, I'm still going to stand up. I'm still going to be a voice for you guys, and I'm still going to advocate.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what the whole thing comes down to, is that we constantly need that. And that is, you know, because when we feel like we're alone and we don't have anyone to voice that, you know, then we gotta climb ourselves out of this bed and actually voice that for ourselves. Like, man.
Yep.
So that's why we, I guess that's why we depend on you guys so much. Because people who understand us and who know what we experience every day, then we don't have to tell them, because they know.
Right.
You know, and that's the beauty of disabilities. When someone who has worked in this field and has experienced this every day, and who knows what they go through every day, whether you've been a friend to them, a coworker, what have you, you should know right then and there what goes on. But as I always say, guys, this has been another beautiful edition of Special Needs with Special Circumstances. Thank you, Amy, for all your love and support. Thanks for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And we will definitely be in touch real soon. And don't think that what I mean by real soon is like real soon. So don't underestimate that, loved ones, and be safe out there, my beautiful friends. And if you need me, you know where to find me. I'm only one email away, one call away, and we will love and support together. And that's a wrap. And I will see you guys next week for another edition.